We all have stories to tell, but we often forget to have the conversations to pass them on. We're too busy, too distracted, too occupied. Our stories only live if we tell them. This is Northern Michigan Voices. I'm Hannah Moran. In July of 2014, StoryCorps, a national nonprofit organization that travels the country, came to Marquette and recorded conversations between families, friends, and neighbors, then submitted them to the Library of Congress for preservation. StoryCorps says, listening is an act of love. Telling these stories is also an act of love. We hope you enjoy the voices of our community and the stories they tell. Today, Public Radio 90 presents a story from Carol Ann Swanson, who sits down with Nicole Walton and talks about the crossroads between her profession and her family experiences.
When I began working on the treatment unit in 1988, my son Travis would have been 12, my daughter Emily would have been 7. My current husband and I both worked in addiction, both worked in prevention, and were very open with our kids about alcohol and drugs. And actually, Travis, when he was a freshman, started attending the program that got me involved with kids and with prevention and treatment. But he showed some signs of depression and started breaking some basic rules around our house. He was leaving the house, you know, after everyone was in bed. And then I discovered that he was doing some drinking. And from time to time, he would come home and he would be extremely intoxicated. And, you know, I would take care of him. And it was amazing to hear him because he's one of those people that alcohol liberated the truth. And the talking that he wouldn't do when he was sober, sometimes he did do when he was intoxicated. And he would talk about being depressed. And he would talk about, you know, you deserve a better son than me. And I mean, things that just, it was horrifying because on one hand, I felt like, I should be able to do something about this. This is my profession. But on the other hand, after having worked with hundreds of parents, I knew that there was very little that I could do. He graduated in 1994, had his diploma, and he got an apartment here in Marquette. And it was actually a very good and peaceful time between us. Thanksgiving Day 1995, after the good period wore off and he became increasingly estranged from our family and had very, very little contact with us, the police came to the door. And I was getting ready to go over to his house where he and his roommates lived and had invited us to Thanksgiving dinner. And I heard my husband make an ungodly noise that included a profanity. And I came out and my husband told me that Travis had hanged himself in the basement of his house and that he was dead. It's changed me forever, but I've learned that that doesn't have to be a diminishing thing. This loss may have changed me, but in many ways it has increased my humanity, increased my compassion, increased my passion to do something, to make meaning out of what's happened. And I think we all have to do that. Whatever happens to us in life, we have to use it and make meaning from it.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by WNMU-FM and the Northern Michigan University Advanced Audio Production Class. Today's program was edited by Dan Johnson. For Public Radio 90, I'm Hannah Moran.